Hey everyone, my name is Chance.
And I'm Wu.
And we're here to talk about the movies in our new podcast, both old and new. There may be some spoilers that come out, like with some of the movies, though. They've been out for decades, so if you haven't seen them by now,
We
you
probably
really
live
should.
on a rock.
Well, that's the like blunt way of saying it, but you should if we talk about the spoilers in any recent movies, that's going to be on us. If you don't like hearing spoilers, then you probably might want to stop listening for now. I know that's probably not a good idea to say that in a podcast, but I remember when something was ruined for me because it was spoiled, and now I love Spoil Wars, so yeah.
That's a first. So anyways, what are some old movies that you tend to like?
Well, recently I did watch the whole Indiana Jones series, you
Wait,
know.
wait. Do you go back a lot and watch old movies, or do you it's like a it's a spur in the moment type of thing, or do you like consciously think I'm gonna go back and watch some old movies?
Well, let's see here. When it comes to watching movies, first I check out Netflix, see what they have, and
Nothing ever. They always have nothing.
well, they don't have what I want to watch. I wanted to see the first Iron Man before,
All right.
I wanted to see all the Marvel movies before Avengers Endgame, but they didn't. They had some of the recent ones, but not the first Iron Man, which is what I wanted to start out
You
with.
know, something we spoke about before we started this was the movie Wild Wild West. It actually has Will Smith in it. I don't know if you like Will Smith or not.
Will Smith's probably he's up there, top three favorite actors of all
Yeah, he's my
time.
favorite actor of all
I'd
time.
say, and out of the top three, he's probably the best.
But he does. I believe Wild Wild West is still on Netflix, so you have a chance to watch
And what is
that.
Wild Wild West about?
It's that's the name of the movie. It's dated back in the Wild Wild West.
Oh.
But it's about Will Smith going on his journey. I really forget what's the main point, but the movie's just it's a lot of action and it's really funny. But I can't really tell you. I forgot what it's about. I've watched it a million and three times, but I can't really tell you what it's about. I just forgot. But it's a great movie.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. And
I'll give it
said
8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. I'll, yeah, so it's on Netflix too.
Yeah, and what you spoke about with the Avengers, did you ever go back and watch? You know how they said it's a whole order that you have to watch them in? Like, they're not like, you're not supposed to watch them Avengers 1, 2, 3. You gotta watch like Captain America in between and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know about that
Have you
order.
did that yet?
Not in more binge watching thing. I do go out to see the movies in theaters though. But that is something I really want to do before Avengers Endgame, but I don't think I'll have the opportunity to.
You have like 33 days.
I know, but finding the movies on a college student's budget who is unemployed, it's not easy, you know? Best thing I could find on Iron Man is $5 for a rental, you know?
Get you onto a little secret. 1, 2, 3 movies.
One, two,
They
three.
have all the movies on their websites. That's where I go to watch all my movies.
I'll be sure to keep that in mind. Sorry, Netflix, but I might be going to that rental. Okay, so, but speaking, going back to Will Smith, another movie that he's in that really sells the idea that what I said earlier, he's one of the best actors out there. I Am Legend.
You know, it's crazy that movie is actually the movie that put him number one on my list.
Yeah.
That made it my favorite movie of all time. It's my favorite movie of all time, and that made it my favorite actor of all time.
Thing about I Am Legend, for the first half of it's just Will Smith, some zombies, I think, and a dog. And
That's the misconception. They're not zombies. They're just people that's been affected by that, like that bomb or radiation or radioactive stuff. They aren't zombies.
it's been a while since I've seen it. They infect others when they
Yeah.
get injured, so
The
they're
concept
just
is pretty much like a zombie, but they're not really zombies. They're
they're
still
zombies,
humans.
but they're not zombies, basically. But the point is, for the first half of that movie, it's just Will Smith, essentially. And in order to, it takes a good actor to really sell a movie when it's just you know? And that's what Will Smith did. What? Because I Am Legend, it was pretty successful, I think. I
Yeah,
hear that
pretty
there was a lot
impressive.
of criticism about the ending, but overall, great.
Did you see the two endings? Because you know it was a secret ending as well.
I hear about the secret ending. I haven't seen it, But
oh, really? What is your? Do you have any favorite scenes from that movie? Like two or three favorite scenes?
Two or favorite. It's been a while since I've seen it, but like something really emotional would be
the dog.
Yeah. When the dog gets sick, that gets everyone, you know.
Yeah, and he has to strangle the dog, and that's. I was like, wow, that takes a lot of heart. Yeah. And my second one is I don't know if you remember the one when he was inside of the music store and he was trying to talk to the mannequin and he was like, just talk to me, and then he started getting really emotional.
I don't remember that. And like I remember that. Well, I don't remember that actually, sorry. But let's see here. A recent movie he's been in, though, that I was surprised I like was only because he was in it, really, was Suicide Squad, actually.
That movie's alright. I didn't really like it, though.
I was sent to, like, review it. It was the only reason why. I don't think... I feel like, since I compare DC movies to Marvel movies, the DC movies always aren't that great for me. Mm-hmm. But I had to, see that. Then... one of the things I know it was like only character I'd really liked was Will Smith's character Deadshot.
All right, did Deadshot come before Deadpool?
I'm not sure, but Deadpool isn't based off of Deadshot.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, I know they're two different universes, whatever.
Like Deadpool came from Deathstroke.
Yeah, but no, I was just saying, was Deathshot like comic wise? Was it Deathstroke before Deadpool? Like,
I know Deathstroke came before Deadpool. I know that. But I don't remember where Deadshot falls into that.
Okay. But, yeah, I heard, did you know that Deadshot was Slade from Teen Titans?
I think it was Deathstroke who was Slade.
Was it Deathstroke? From Teen Maybe it was Titans. Deathstroke. But I heard that they had to change his name because it was too vulgar, I guess. For a kid's show.
Yeah. Can't say death in a kid's show. even though the original Teen Titans show was like one of the best stories on Cartoon Network at the time.
I used to try to learn the little Japanese theme song at the beginning. Teen Titans go 1, 2, 3, 4.
Did they make it like an English version too?
But everything's better when it's dubbed. I mean it's subbed and not dubbed.
I disagree. So, I like dubbed over sub, but...
I hate dub. I hate it. I hate American voice when it's going over Japanese cartoons. But
like, it works sometimes, I agree. But, like, I just don't like reading subtitles.
I always like read subtitles. Even when I watch any kind of movie I ever watch, I always read subtitles. And I don't get it because it kind of takes away from the movie. Because you focus more on the subtitles than the actual movie. But
exactly.
It's
Like while I'm reading subtitles, what comes is like I'm missing these scenes, you know.
Well, I like to make sure I know what's going on. It's hard to watch the movie and then not knowing what they're talking about, and then you don't have no point of reference. So I like to look at those subtitles to make sure I know what they're talking about.
Right. Let's see here. What's another movie that's on your mind? Can you think of anything?
You need to watch iRobot. Also, Will Smith. I don't mean to have this like a Will Smith podcast or anything.
You know, honestly, at this point, it basically is a Will Smith podcast.
But that's just my favorite actor, so I'm a bit biased when it comes to watching a lot of movies. I mean, I watch a lot of movies. But iRobot was just something that popped on top of my head, too.
What happens in iRobot?
iRobot is basically they start creating these robots to work inside of humans. You know, you heard about this concept a lot. One robot kind of learns to, I guess, feel compassionate and stuff like that.
Right.
And so all the other robots, like all the robots are kind of transparent in a way. So you can see like a blue light.
Yeah.
But all the other robots, lights turn red. Red means dangerous. So. Right. All the robots kind of turn on the humans and stuff like that.
So it's basically just robot apocalypse.
Somewhat, yeah, pretty much. And Will Smith was like the guy because he also had his arm removed. I think it was due to an accident or something like that. And then so he had a robot arm, so he kind of had super strength in that left arm.
All right, so he'd be a Was he left arm in the movie, or was he right arm? Right-handed, you know?
I believe he was probably ambidextrous, to be honest, at that point. Because if you got a robot head, you pretty much do anything with it. But, yeah, I mean, it was a great movie. I give it a 9 out of 10.
9 out of 10, that's really high. It seems like grading my movies, I'm really, I was a movie reviewer back in high school, so I'm really, I have high standards, you know?
Everyone's a critic.
But I don't get paid for being a critic.
So what's your favorite movie of all time?
Favorite movie of all time? That is a very tough question. I'm going to have to give it up to the original Avengers.
The very first one?
The very first one. The one that came out in 2012, I think. Or, you know, like...
What makes that your favorite, though?
Like, just that... That we get like four movies building up to it, and also it's a special moment because I got to actually see it 3 days before it came out officially. You know, my dad, he won a radio contest, got two tickets to see an early premiere of it, and he took me to it.
I don't think those radio contests ain't real. They are. I don't think people actually win.
They are real. You just like here's some advice for you viewers. Just keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. Eventually, you will win. Like, even they, like, the thing is, like, they have calling machines, and, like, there are a lot of other people answering, you know? So, like, you gotta keep calling. You gotta hope you get the right time in, too, you know?
It's like this isn't a podcast, but a life hack.
Life hack. Yes, we started out on movies. Now, this is a life hack and Will Smith podcast. But
you know what? I actually didn't like the original Avengers. Like when I first saw the original Avengers, I was kind of turned off at the whole Avengers thing. I don't know. I don't think I've ever really been a big movie, hero movie type of guy. That goes from Superman. I like Batman, but The Dark Knight, that one, and what was the one with Bane? Was that The Dark Knight Rises?
I don't watch DC movies. I don't know.
So you didn't see any Batman movies?
Like, the only time I've seen a DC movie was, I watched Suicide Squad because people told me that, I had to, like, make a review about it, which I did, and I had to, like, watch Justice League 2 for another review.
Man.
And I've hated Justice League so much that I actually think I did try to, like, spoil it in my review. Just, like, tell everyone, don't watch it, this is what happens. No, I'm going to tell it to you because Justice League, the one that came out...
I heard it was bad.
It really was bad. Here's the deal. So throughout the whole movie, Batman and Wonder Woman, they're assembling the League, you know? They get Cyborg, Flash, Aquaman in on board. Then there's like this little subplot of reviving Superman.
Why is he dead? When did he
die? He died in Batman versus Superman or whatever
you
that
know,
movie was.
I started
was.
Watching like the first 3 minutes of that and I stopped watching that. But... Did Batman kill him?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. I think he died. Batman lived. That's all I know. Wonder Woman was there too, I think.
Okay, so they're trying to revive Batman. I mean, revive Spider-Man. Revive Superman in Justice League. And then...
Yeah, so they actually do that. Superman goes off and does something. So and then they go off to, I think it was... Russia, because there was an alien invasion happening there, and the five heroes, they're struggling for a while. They have to, like, do a lot of stuff to, like, stop. They have to fight the main villain.
Right.
They have to, like, save the people. They have to stop this device. Then, all of a sudden, Superman shows up and saves the day. He does everything because he is Superman, and I hated that, you know?
Right.
Like, all that buildup was just worthless because Superman came in and saved the day. The whole assembled the League part was really unnecessary.
What a Superman for you.
Like I was more... I like... throughout the movie, there was this subplot of, like, this family caught in the middle of this alien invasion. I like their story better than I did assembling the Justice League for just so Superman can save the day. Make a movie about that.
I feel like the Justice League is pointless. I mean, it was actually a good cartoon. I can't lie. I used to watch it a lot when I was a kid. But I kind of saw the like reviews of the movie and whatnot, and it kind of turned me off, and I was like, I don't think I'll be able to watch this.
My advice is don't. We did just spoil it for you for a reason. So don't see Justice League. And I'm not saying that because I'm a Marvel fan. I did go out and see it.
What I can say, you do need to watch the Batman movies. Definitely.
I'll try.
Batman movies are great, especially Heath Ledger's Joker. I know you heard about that.
Yeah, I have.
The greatest Joker of all time. Sad that he passed away.
Yeah.
But terrible. That what's that Leto guy's name from Suicide Squad?
Jared Leto.
Terrible.
I know. And
terrible.
I know that the Heath Ledger Joker, he also did a little bit of method acting, I believe.
A lot of improvisation.
Jared Leto also did it too, and it was just terrible. He sent Margot Robbie or whatever who plays Harley Quinn, sent her dead rats, sent Will Smith bullet casings. he was just going all out with being the Joker, and it was just...
I got to show you. I don't know if you ever saw the Heath Ledger's hospital scene.
I've heard of that.
Completely improvised.
Yeah, I heard that the hospital blows up, right?
Yep.
And but, there was...
There's a malfunction with the button that he's supposed to press, and he actually improvised all of that scene. And I was like... Because he was supposed to just hit the button, it blows up, and he walk away. But he did so much more. That separates a great actor from a good actor.
Yeah, that scene is pretty iconic. Yes. Yeah. He just kept going at it. I'm pretty sure, a director would have called cut by then if it didn't go off immediately. But he kept in character.
Yeah, just like the scene although I know you've seen this scene because it's probably the most iconic scene of the movie is when Batman was interrogating him.
I haven't seen that scene.
When you never heard of I guess there's a quote that's like, I didn't make something about a monster. You made me into a monster, or something like that.
That's a cliche in a lot of movies.
Yeah, but it's like
I have not seen that in a Batman movie.
Yeah, I'm so angry at you.
So angry at me. I'm sorry that I am not a Batman fan because
I hate Batman too because I feel like he's not really a superhero.
That's like saying a lot. Of people who don't have powers but just have cool gadgets.
Exactly.
So are you saying Tony Stark isn't Iron Man? You're saying he's not a hero.
Completely different.
How is it different?
Batman can't fly.
But Iron Man can't fly. He needs a suit for it.
Tony Stark is Iron Man. Iron Man is a suit. Tony Stark is just a person.
What?
Iron Man isn't the guy. Iron Man isn't Tony Stark. Tony Stark is Iron Man. Completely different.
But Tony Stark goes on at the end of the first Iron Man to say, I am Iron Man.
Well, that's like Superman saying, I am Superman. When Superman... Listen, what I'm trying to tell you is...
I'm face-palming.
Tony Stark is just a billionaire. Only when he's in the suit is he Iron Man.
But he's...
So you can't say Tony Stark can fly.
He is also a genius, though, too, you know?
Well, that's beside the point. But Batman isn't a superhero. Just because you can... Throw a couple smoke bombs and disappear? It doesn't even kill anybody.
Yeah, but I'd say that probably makes him a superhero, though.
He's just a really good guy. He's a great citizen, a great helping hand.
All right, okay, but let's see. I'm trying to, think about what else is a superhero without powers.
Yeah,
but,
see? Name somebody. Hawkeye isn't a superhero.
I can't defend Hawkeye. I'm sorry.
Scarlet isn't a... Is her name Scarlet? The redhead girl?
Black Widow.
Black Widow isn't a superhero.
Yeah, I think you were thinking about Scarlet Witch, who does have powers.
Go ahead. Try to name one.
I think Black Panther before
he's a superhero with the suit.
Yeah.
What? The suit makes him a superhero.
Okay, fine. So the suit makes...
Well, he's kind of borderline, I don't know. He's kind of borderline. Batman isn't a superhero.
Like all Batman does is use gadgets.
Exactly.
He fights crime. What makes a superhero? Who is a superhero?
Superhero needs superpowers. Superhero, superpowers. That's what they need. If you don't have superpowers, you're not really a superhero. Batman doesn't have any superpower.
So what is that?
Does his suit even make him stronger?
Well, didn't he make a suit to fight Superman who does have powers?
But his suit didn't have a suit. Did his suit have any superpowers?
I don't know.
That's even if he did have superpowers, that's like saying going to play tennis for a day. That makes me a tennis player for that day. So, I mean, if he makes a suit with superpowers, I guess he's a superhero for a day. But he's not naturally a superhero.
What?
He doesn't kill anybody. Superheroes kill people.
What? Captain America, I don't think he's killed anyone.
I'm pretty sure he killed those things in Infinity War that was charging Wakanda.
Well,
it killed somebody. I don't think Batman would have sat there and, like, put him unconscious or something.
Okay, well, here's the deal. They were... Well, first off, he was beating them with shields. I don't think that kills them. That's blunt force, I think.
Blunt force trauma can cause death.
Yeah, but, like, do we... I think it just knocked them out, really.
We don't know that. We don't know what happened.
Like,
well, some people were expecting... Well, some people's moms were expecting them home that day. And guess who never came home?
Who?
Those people that he hit with that shit.
Well, do we even know if they're sentient? Like, do we hear them talking at all? Are they just, like, alien zombies or something?
Who knows? But... This is the end of our podcast. Sorry I had to cut it early.
we actually went a little bit over time.
Yeah.
But, thanks for watching us. And if you want to listen to our radio show, we're on 68bakerradio.org every Friday. You can follow us on Twitter @Baker_Weekend. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.